Time to bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. Well, we have the final four set for the men.
Go Loyola.
I tell you, Loyola is now Loyola is going up against who?
Michigan.
Okay, and it's Villanova against Kansas. I think we'll have Kansas at Loyola.
It's funny. A friend of mine I was talking to last night, he was talking about whatever the nun's name is, sister whatever her name. She's 98 years old, Sister Jean. And it's amazing that this woman is so calm. I mean, 98 years old, you think she might keel over at some point with all the excitement. But it's a hell of a story, boy.
It's, you know, I have to, I put the TV on, because heading off to bed around about 7 o'clock, okay? So I put the TV on just as I was getting ready to go to bed, get set. And I saw the end of the game where Duke missed that last-second shot.
Oh, that was beautiful, wasn't it?
And I said to myself, for all the last-second shots that Duke has gotten over the years, I felt sorry for the kid, but you know what?
Not me, not Grayson Allen. Thank God it was Grayson Allen that missed it. See? Sister Jean's working in mysterious ways.
And so, UConn fans can remember before they started their run of winning national championships under Calhoun, a dagger in the heart by Duke, a last-second shot. Otherwise, there could have been another title for UConn. But anyway.
Oh, they did it to a lot of teams, not only Connecticut.
Oh, everybody.
It was great to see it go the other way.
Yeah, yeah.
It couldn't have happened to a better player.
I have to say that. It was, when that shot went up, I said, oh, no, not again. Because you know what? I'll be honest with you. Villanova would have creamed them. Creamed them. Because Duke, they didn't look that good.
Nobody's looked that good this year. Like, remember what we said at the beginning of the year, at the beginning of the tournament? The hot team's going to win it. Well, who's the hot team?
Loyola.
Chicago, Illinois, and Loyola, right?
Yeah.
So let's hope they got two more left, two more bullets left in the chamber.
All right. Now where do you want to go in sports now?
Why were the Jets trying to sign this guy?
Which guy?
Dominika Sue. Why were they even trying to sign this guy? They gave him an offer and then they rescinded it because they said it was the contract was too long. But why would you even give this guy a contract?
Well, especially with the Jets, they need help on offense in the quarterback position.
Well, they need help everywhere. But why would you sign a guy whose integrity is questionable?
I don't know. Well, they didn't. That's a good thing.
And speaking of questionable integrity, how about that sign-in that the Eagles made?
What?
Michael Bennett.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
He's giving himself up today. Welcome to the NFL, where you play football or you go to jail.
You know, it really is amazing. You know, and what makes it even more amazing, and I bring this up every time somebody goes to jail for something stupid.
And it's always something stupid.
The NFL actually offers personnel to go with people in public. I'm not
babysitters,
and I'm talking about bodyguard babysitters. I mean,
mouthpieces.
It's amazing, and they still manage to get in trouble. I know this because
it's amazing that these people attended college, isn't it?
Yeah,
that they played football in college. Yeah, but they had to go to classes sometimes, so they played more than 1 year. Amazing. Just amazing.
Anyways, that's that. All right. I don't know what else to talk about in sports. Who won
the Yankee season starting on a nice note.
Yeah, that's because
Greg Bird's gone again.
Yeah.
Comes a time when you got to cut the association with players like this. But I guess that's an MO for New York, because the Mets still have a guy hanging around for what, 4 years now?
Yeah, it's probably a lot harder to cut it than you think.
It's a business. It's a business when you come down to it. It's a business. And David Wright and Greg Bird, more so David Wright at this point, should be shown the door. I mean, the Mets are still hanging on to David Wright. What are you kidding me? I mean, he's a nice guy and everything. Here, David, here's $5 million. Go back to Virginia and enjoy your life. He's and he's got a heck of a lot more than $5 million in the bank, folks. Just you have to end it. You have to end that relationship. And it's coming to the point for Bird. What's this, his third year with this foot problem? It's going to be a common occurrence that just keeps on happening. So the Yankees are going to have to make a decision with this guy. He's got talent, but, I mean, if you're not playing, you could be the best player in the world. If you're not playing, you're pretty useless.
Good, if you're not playing, the talent doesn't show, does it?
Nope. Now, Thursday, everything starts.
Now, who won the game between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh last night?
Hockey game?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh beat Philly in overtime.
I was watching that game. I was going back and forth to it. And every
it's
time
funny
I
you say last night. The game was on at 12:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, to me, that's night.
Okay. I know.
But I was going back and forth, okay? Now, this is funny. I was going back between golf and that. Because the golf, I'd start to doze off because they were both terrible matches.
Say that again. The golf, you were what?
They were terrible matches. They were slaughters.
Were dozing off?
Yeah. And so I'd go to the hockey game.
Thank you.
And okay. Every time I went to the hockey game, it was like 2-1 Pittsburgh. Then it was 3-2 Philadelphia. Every time I went back,
that
back
was an
and
entertaining
forth.
Game.
And I said to myself, well, it's much more entertaining. And then I heard an NBC promoing that Washington's going to be facing the Rangers. Who cares?
Well, they got to play it up. I mean, they will put it this way. NBC or the powers that be didn't think that the Rangers would, how can I say this nightly? I can't say that. Be out of the season already. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. In the league where everybody says everybody makes the playoffs,
the Rangers
aren't making the playoffs.
Right. It's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, so in the league where everybody makes the playoffs, one of the marquee names of the league are not in the playoffs.
That's it. All right. I don't think there's much else to talk. How'd you do in your racing this weekend?
We did great this weekend. In the Muniz Memorial, we had the winner in the Exacta. Synchrony paid $8. Arclo ran second. It gave us an $84 Exacta. In the Twin Spires Louisiana Derby, we had the winner. Noble Indy paid $7.40. And we caught the Exacta in there, too, that paid $74. So we had a good weekend this weekend with our picks.
Right.
This coming weekend is the Florida Derby weekend. So we'll have a bunch of races coming out of the pot at Gulfstream. And then 2 weeks, the week after that, we have 4 stake races, 4 derbies in one day. You have the Wood Memorial at Aqueduct. You have the Bluegrass at Keeneland, the Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn, and the Santa Anita Derby at Santa Anita. So in 2 weeks, the derby field will be set.
All right. And we're getting into the hot season now. Here we go.
Yeah, baseball starts up for real Thursday. We're about 5 weeks removed from the Kentucky Derby, and the real the spring should be here by then. And both hockey and basketball will be hitting playoffs. So it's a real active time of year. Finally,